KMZA locker room chats wrapping up here on a Thursday night's final ones here of 2025. And for Nemaha Central, the playoff push, it starts against West Franklin in the 2A classification. We'll get to that in a moment. But Michael Gladzik joining us, Thunder head coach, one final time here. Brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Coach, so much to dissect here. Tremendous regular season, an undefeated record of 8-0. You check off a couple boxes with the league and district championships. Now the page is turned. We'll get to the playoff push here in a moment in that first-round matchup here against West Franklin. But let's go back to last week. Regular season finale at home, Atchison County, the opponent, and you guys hold them to a zero on the board. 61-0, the final. Big way to end the season and to cap off the regular season undefeated.
You know, I told the boys our defense needed that that kind of game. You know, against Sabetha, we gave up 18 points, and then Royal Valley gave up 27 points. So our defense needed to get back on track, and you know, kind of in a muddy, sloppy, rainy game, our defense flew around. Yeah, we missed some tackles here and there, but our defense flew around, created havoc, created a couple turnovers. So that was awesome to see those young bucks get some reps, some varsity live action reps the whole second half and keep that shutout alive. But yeah, like I said, our defense got us going and our offense capitalized. They did their thing, against a pretty solid, Coach Tegmeyer, coach team. They executed well up front. We didn't throw one pass in the game, which is always nice to see in those types of games, cause you never know what can happen with that wet ball, muddy field, all that good stuff. So, obviously overall I was very excited, very happy for our kids. You know, preseason we always talk about, first goals league championship, which we got that last week against Royal Valley. And then the next one is a district championship. And we did that and, told the boys, you know, if we, beat Effingham, we secure home field advantage for the playoffs, which is huge, because the 2A, east side is absolutely loaded, very similar to the west. So I'm excited to see these next weeks shake out here.
Yeah, we talk about certain players' performances, you know, each week throughout the course of the season. I'll give you kind of a minute here, a little bit of a platform. I know you can't name everybody. It's certainly hard to do so, but we talk Carter Hike every single week, the expectations for him there exceeding those per usual, but give us a few names of some players this season that might have exceeded your expectations, or maybe you're playing well here down the stretch and you're expecting them to be a big part here in the postseason run.
Offensively, obviously it starts with Carter. Jaden Seitz has really stepped up in the run game. All eyes are on Carter. We needed something else in the run game. And Jaden has been phenomenal at that. I don't think he's fumbled one time. He's carried the ball, for 300, 400 yards here, five or six touchdowns. Then Soli Haverkamp, he's kind of that 1-2 punch with Jaden back there. Soli's more of the physical runner and Jaden's more of the speed runner. So, I'm excited for those two, these next couple weeks here. And then, Caleb Strothman on the edge. You know, if I think if you put him on any other pass happy team, in the league, in the state, he's going to be the star receiver. We're just not a pass happy team. And, he's averaging, I don't know the top of my head, but it's over 15 yards a catch. He's only got upper 20s in the catches, but he's got 400 yards, and six touchdowns, which is awesome. And then, just the receiver blocking, I harped on that, this is my fifth year here and we haven't been the best, receiver blocking team. And that's on me because I'm the receivers coach, but the kids took that to heart this year, and we give them praise every Monday at scouting report meeting. We watch some film. We give them praise for their effort. So that's obviously fun to see. And then up front, Big Hendricks has been carrying the load. We got some new faces up there without Danny. Kyler Ganstrom has stepped up as a junior here. Big Eli Sedbeck, Logan Dieters, first-time varsity starters have stepped up. And then Brendan Holdhouse, he stepped into Danny Childress's role, which was not easy, replacing a two-time or two-year All-State kid. But he's done just fine. I'm excited for next year. And then defensively, we've got some same faces out there. Again, Kyler Ganstrom's been a workhorse up front for us. He's kind of been a leader on the D-line. And then linebackers, you got Jack Mackey still from last year. Candace Sudbeck's at Mike. Phil and Abram Kimes' role last year has been our leading tackle this year, kind of our quarterback on the defense. And in the back end, Caleb Strothman's returning safety, done a phenomenal job making plays, in the pass game and the run game, and Jaden Sites is kind of that shutdown corner role. I'm excited. I wish I could name everybody, because we're playing well right now, so hopefully we can keep it going here.
Michael Glatzik joining us, Nemaha Central football coach. Number 2-ranked Thunder begin a new season tonight. First round of the two-way playoffs. They host West Franklin. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KMZA. Few more minutes here, one final time. Michael Glatzik, Nemaha Central football coach, brought to you by Life Care Center of Seneca and Haug Seed. Number 2-ranked Thunder, undefeated regular season, league, district championships checked off. Now the sights are set on a state championship run once again. In the first round in the 2A class, it starts tonight, coach, at home against West Franklin. Your initial thoughts on the team you will see here in round number one?
It's kind of funny here. That's about my first 2 years coaching and teaching at West Franklin, back at 17 and 18, I believe. There's some familiar faces on the staff and the kids' last names anyway. That's going to be awesome to see, some similar faces, come tomorrow night. But I told the kids we got to do our job. Just like you said, the records are everybody 0-0. It's kind of like the big, NCAA basketball tournament. You survive in advance no matter how it gets done. If it's a high scoring game, low scoring game, whatever happens, survive in advance, and that's going to be every week here. We got to execute to the best of our ability no matter what happens. But it's always nice seeing a new team kind of getting away from our league opponents here, which I imagine we'll probably see someone here deeper in the playoffs. Obviously do the job of no turnovers offensively. Defense, we got to create turnovers. Up front, we got to dominate the line of scrimmage. And then, obviously, got to be on our cues, blocking schemes.
Well, let's talk about this West Franklin team a little bit more. They're out of the Flint Hills League. They are coming off their first win, and they've played some really good teams. Wabunsee, Osage City, Humboldt, just to name a few on their schedule, Care Paravel in week one. But they did beat Blue Stem last week. They were 0-7 before that game, but You get a team like that has a little bit more confidence. Getting that first win, they probably got a little extra pep in their step in the preparations this week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Obviously it's good to win, not only regular season game, but that this game got them into the playoffs. So they're going to be riding high, obviously, and Coach Rogers is a good dude and has those kids playing hard. And quarterback's legit. He's a big kid, tough runner. And then outside, they got a 6'5 receiver and a 6'3 receiver that they love to go to. So we don't have anybody that tall, so we got to do our best to stay deep on them and rally to the ball. Hopefully we can send some pressure on the quarterback and make him throw early. So our defense has to be on point, and then offensively we just got to keep doing our thing, keep getting those first downs, moving the chains. That big play isn't going to happen every single play, so we just got to keep moving the chains, getting those first downs, and hopefully we can come out with a win.
Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik joining us one final time here on our locker room chats here on KMZA. Nemaha Central now looking for their fourth consecutive trip to the state title game. Of course, they've won two of the last three, trying to keep that run going. It starts round one here tonight in Seneca, 6 o'clock kick. Nemaha Central hosting West Franklin. Coach, appreciate the time all season long. Good luck here in the playoffs, and we'll be in touch soon. We appreciate your time all year.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate all you guys do all year for us. Thank you.